T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thad, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, anytime. You know that, general manager of the Twins, of course. Thad, let's first of all talk about the signing of Josh Donaldson.
You know, it's a watershed moment for this franchise. It will mark the most lucrative free agent signing in franchise history. It was really a goal of ours this offseason. We were very particular. We wanted to add a truly impact player to what we felt was a stellar team. And we pursued a very small group of players. We didn't think there were too many free agents that fit the bill of somebody who could fit into our group and really elevate the whole crew. Josh is certainly that. He comes in as a plus defender at third base and a tremendous offensive player. And in addition to that, this is a guy who just happens to have played in the playoffs 7 of the last 8 years in 3 different franchises. We don't think that's a coincidence. He brings an edge, a passion, and an urgency to win that we think will really complement our group extremely well.
Are you done dealing yet?
You know, it's been an interesting offseason. Each offseason has its own tale to tell, and this one's has been much more focused on the free agent market through this part in the offseason. So I think we're anticipating that the trade markets are going to start decongesting at some point in the near future. The nature of the calls we've received since the calendar turned to 2020 certainly are more significant than they were prior to that. So I think there may be opportunities to continue to improve this team. But that being said, if the season started tomorrow, I think we'd feel very confident in the group that is going to be wearing the Twins jerseys for 2020.
And Thad, I look down in your minor leagues and I see the Kirilloff and Lewis and Larnach, and I think, boy, you've got some guys waiting, just biting, I'm sure, at the bit to get up to the big leagues and play, because they're all good quality players.
And you're absolutely right. You know, I think that's the part that maybe our fans don't get to see. The part that we're so excited about is that we are concurrently blessed to have a just super talented group at the major league level, but they're also complemented by this wave of players that are really not that far away at this point. Our amateur scouts and international scouts and player development coaches have done such an awesome job, because not only are those guys some of the top picks we've had in the draft, but they've also been able to develop some of the guys who we took later in the draft or in the international markets. We have a wave of talent coming that may hit the beach in 2020 and 2021 and 2022 that will really serve to complement and support the group that we have up in the big leagues right now. And it gives you cause for optimism that we may be able to keep this window open for an extended period of time.
Thad, what was it about Homer Bailey you liked?
So our scouts and our analytics people, I think, did a tremendous job of identifying Homer Bailey. Homer has a track record that speaks for itself, of accumulating a lot of innings in his career. Last season, in the second half of the year, specifically in his transition from Kansas City to Oakland and when he was traded the deadline, he really spiked up at the end of the year. And so when we see those types of kind of abnormal performances, we try to delve into them to find out whether or not we believe they're sustainable. And our scouts and player development guys and our analytics folks feel that they are. He really started employing his pitch mix differently in Oakland and to great success down the stretch in games that were very meaningful for that franchise. So we are optimistic and hopeful that we've added a middle-of-the-rotation starter who's going to be able to eat up some innings and really battle with some of the best lineups in the American League.
I wanted to ask you, Thad, too, about Major League Baseball testing computer plate umpires during spring training. They say they will not use it for any decisions in any exhibition games. Do we know many details of that?
Well, you know, we've been educated. Major League Baseball has done an excellent job of beta testing a lot of these new initiatives in the independent leagues, and they have a partnership there with the independent leagues, and they've been allowed to test some of these things to see what is the practical application. I think the goal, as we all know, is to speed up the game and also make it more accurate and more engaging for the fans. But a lot of the stuff on a piece of paper is exactly that, and so I think they've used the independent leagues to try to wear test some of these things to see which things truly do have a positive impact And I do think this is something they've tried in the independent leagues to some success, and they want to see how it would feel for guys who are maybe major league caliber players and see how they would react to that. So we're waiting to see what the data suggests when they run these numbers and also when they do the focus groups with the big leaguers. But I think the goal is very clear. It's to make the game a little bit more engaging and a little bit more fast-paced and more accurate, and I think we're all in favor of that.
Thad, the Astros GM, as we're all well aware, was ousted in that cheating scandal. Has anybody from the organization reached out to someone like a Marwin Gonzalez to get his take on what happened in Houston during that championship run?
You know, it's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure that will happen. I imagine all of the players who have been affiliated with that franchise will be asked questions. I don't know definitively whether people have reached out to Marwin yet, but I'm guessing if they haven't yet, it's on the horizon.
Yeah, that was just still hard to comprehend, that whole thing. Hey, Thad, I hope we see you tonight. We'll be doing the show from 6 to 7, so if you're around, I'm going to try to corner you for a few minutes again, if you don't mind.
I look forward to it.
Diamond Awards are tonight. He is Thad Levine, the general manager of the Minnesota Twins, on the radio home of the Minnesota Twins, WCCO. We're federated. Has brought you the sports this morning. Your time is 7:46.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.